with another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muling for RFD Town & Country Partners. A great stop for school groups and families in Western Illinois is the Museum of Geology on the campus of Western Illinois University. Thomas Hegna is an assistant professor of paleontology at WIU.
Well, the museum is on the first floor of Tillman Hall, and it's a one-room museum, kind of a hidden jewel of the WIU campus, but it's also a set of displays that are in the hallway. We have displays that range from rocks and minerals to fossils to even human artifacts with arrowheads and axe heads.
Hegna says the museum is definitely part of the experience for students in the paleontology and geology program.
We have a paleontology option here at WIU, which means that students can specialize in their courses a little bit and have their diploma actually say geology with a paleontology emphasis. I am the instructor for the History of the Earth course and the paleontology course, and I supervise paleontology research projects. What we use the displays for here is they're used for several labs within our curriculum. Students have to go and evaluate specimens that are on display and answer questions about them. But I've also used some of the displays, particularly ones in the classrooms, for student curation projects where they have helped design and display and make new displays to show off specimens and to display concepts.
He says the museum is a great way to learn about Illinois history.
Most of the fossils that we have here are local to Illinois, or they are casts, replicas of relatively notable specimens from elsewhere. We've got a cast of a Tyrannosaurus rex skull, for example. We don't actually have the real skull, but we have a very faithful reproduction of that. We've got it on the floor so you can pose for pictures with it relatively closely. Something that's very unique in here is suspended from the ceiling, we have a replica of a marine reptile called Ophthalmosaurus. It's about a 10 to 15 foot long replica that was made in-house just a few years ago. Ophthalmosaurus is sort of a dolphin-looking animal. It's a relative of ichthyosaurs.
Hegna says the museum is open Monday through Friday during business hours and admission is free. They also welcome groups for tours.
Normally we get first graders from many of the Macomb schools coming in during the spring and we give a presentation to them. Homeschool groups use this.
Hegna says there is also a great deal of original artwork on display.
Many of the things here were painted by a man who was here about 30 years ago, and we've got a very original set of dioramas that were painted in here that have really withstood the test of time.
For more information, visit the Western Illinois University webpage.
Do a search for geology, and once you get to the geology department's page, there's a subpage for the museum there.
For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muling.